And I'm glad that I don't have your jobs in doing that on the assessments, because I was having a difficult time trying to compare and show that the living area and on my home compared to the living areas on the comparables, and then the other homes that are out there, the other townhomes that are there, it's very difficult to show apples to apples. Mine is one of the smaller townhomes. The larger ones are the first two buildings, or three buildings actually have the first two buildings have the largest homes, and more bedrooms. But I didn't have any comparables on those. They haven't sold recently. The comparables I have, though, are similar in square footage. Two of them are a little bit smaller. One is a little bit larger, but showing sales prices at 212 for two of them, which occurred over a year ago, and then the most recent one selling at 205. I don't know how you take into consideration, or if you even do finish on the homes. Mine was built last on that subdivision, and the plans was for a larger footprint, and because of the way the cul-de-sac turned out, it's at the end of the cul-de-sac, they were not able to build according to their original plans. It turned out to be smaller, and then also because it was a single unit, the amount of square footage on the second level that they originally intended, because there was not enough unit attached to it, the roof line was different, and so they got less square footage on the second level. So again, like I said, I've tried to include as much as I could to show, you know, I tried to make it apples to apples by showing the square footage as far as the living space and the comps, the most recent comps. I guess I would ask you, you know, what questions you have for me. I was trying to determine from the Beacon report how you calculated the, or how the adjusted area is calculated.
The adjusted area is all the things that you mentioned earlier there about, you know, if you have any decks or any added things. A grade is like dormers or adjustments in the roof. If you have different angles, that sets the grade on the home. Is there still construction going on in that particular area?
Well, the only construction that I'm aware of, I haven't lived down there for the last 3 years almost. The only construction that I'm aware of within the development might be estate homes, because it consists of townhome lots or condo lots and estate home lots. I actually own lot one as well, which is the only other lot that can be developed into townhomes. So no, there are no townhomes being built. It's possible there may be some estate homes that are being built, but of course those wouldn't be comparable.
Jamie, we have an appraisal here for $225, and that was in 2013. Do you think it's gotten better or worse since 2013?
I would say that it's gone down simply because of the value of the other townhomes that are right there. All of these comps are townhomes in that same development.
Are these the same square footage? Sorry to interrupt you, Jamie. Are these the same square footage, the comps that you have here, are they the same square footage as yours?
They're each a little different. 105 Grand Summit, which is right next to me, it has a little bit more square footage at 2550. The finished space, and part of that would be, like I said, I think it's the second level because of the roof line. being a little different and allowing more space on the second floor, it sold at 212.
Right.
And that's been over a year ago, but it is a larger unit, and it has a higher grade finish on it. I hate to say it, but basically when they got to our building, it was like, okay, this is the last one that we can do. They budgeted, so much for the development and the project, and so ours did not get the same grade of finish. We didn't get the same grade of trim or countertops or, bath finish, fixtures. So it's a lower grade finished unit.
What about 107? Is it similar in size?
107 is a little bit smaller. It is only 2,073 square feet. However, I don't believe that square footage takes into consideration. It has a screened-in, environmentally controlled or temperature-controlled sunroom on it. Which is unlike the other units out there. Mine is an open patio, like covered patio on the backside, and on 107, it actually is a screened and enclosed or windowed-in sunroom. But that 2,073 square feet would not include that room.
Okay.
It also has the higher upgraded finish in it with granite countertops. And higher appliances.
It sold for 212.
And higher minute. The closest one would actually be 109 Grand Summit at 2273 square feet. It's the closest in size. It still has the upgraded finish. But it sold
for 205.
Here most recently. It closed here in April or May of this year, and it sold at 205.
April, May of this year?
Yes.
Or last year?
This year, 2016. It just closed, and
gotcha.
It was getting ready to close right at the end of my divorce, which was in April.
Gotcha.
How many square feet is yours?
It's 2377.
Okay.
So this one is approximately about 100 square feet smaller.
I was thinking in the range of 209. I don't know how that works for the rest of you gentlemen.
Yeah, you've done your homework and you presented a lot of comps here. I mean, we do have an appraisal here of 225 in 2013, and then the comps that you have presented. I'm going to make a motion that we actually set the valuation on BOE number 101 at 210. $210,000.
We have a motion to set it at $210,000. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Jamie, thanks for all your preparation.
Yes.
You'll receive in the mail from the county clerk's office in about 2 weeks a letter stating the changes.
5 days.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right.
I
have a great day.
Your time and consideration. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Is she a realtor or what is she? Is she a realtor? I mean, she had an awful lot of information here.
She just had Mr. Chairman.
Good information.
I'm going to follow Brandon out. The record to show I'm holding as well. And I got my cell phone, 334-5002. With the exception of about 2 minutes presenting to the Hollister Chamber, please call me if you need something. But Kenny's going to hang out and we could probably answer questions.
Very good.
Well, as well as Mike. If someone has to, you call me back. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, just my recommendation to the both of you as you do this, don't mess up.
That's a good recommendation. Very good recommendation. Well, see you in a bit. Mr. Chairman, with the next one we have is number 102 and number 103, both being presented by Barbara Friedlewa.
Barbara.
Barbara.
Good to have you, Barbara.
Hello. Okay, we have the Branson Victorian Inn. It's a 38-unit property next to Cece's Pizza.
And that is our BR 2016-102?
Yes.
Okay.
I purchased it May 9th of 2014 for $800,000, which it was two deals together, and actually the property wasn't worth that money, but when certain people finance hotels in town, they put a value on it, whatever they want. When I had the, now that I'm applying for the bank loan to pay off the private lender, the bank that's on the papers right now, when I went to talk to them, they told me that property will not appraise more than $500,000. It appraised at $380,000 on March 22nd, 2012. Out of the 38 units, there is six still shut down that we haven't been using. The parking, we don't have enough parking, of course, because somehow when George Shipman and CL Carr made the deals to separate those two properties, the Victorian and the Stratford, it shows that it would make sense for us to own the place where the pool was, but actually it belongs to Stratford next door. Yeah, to the left right there. So we don't have a lot of parking. We don't have a lot of land. We cannot park behind the building itself because it's a fire lane. And I think with Greenbrier being three times the size and they only pay $13,000 a year in property tax, I think it would be fair that we... I think the new bill came in at $14,000. And the 2014, I know that we had it lowered to $7,700. I mean, I could live with that for 2015, but really to double the property tax on this property is going to be really hard to do business.
What are you asking for? Because I hear you saying two or three different things. You said in 2012 it was $380,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are you asking for us to look at here in value on this particular property? Because we've looked at this in the past, I think. Has it got a history?
It does.
Yes.
What I'm asking is to leave it the same as 2014 taxes for 2015, because it was increased for 2015.
Well, I have no problem with that, but I didn't know what you were asking for.
That's what I'm asking. So don't charge me double.
No, we're not going to. What is the 2014? That's the reason I was looking for a history and a... Do you know what it is, or...
Your opinion of market value shows $450,000. Is that correct?
No, that's correct.
$449,000.
Yeah, it'd go up.
So, I mean, for what you're telling us that you wanted, you thought the value was, and what we got it on for is the same, exactly the same thing. You said $450,000, and it's on for $449,998. So
this one was not going to be increased for 2015? This property did not?
I don't know that it maybe it shows, where is it, to 14? No, it says 450 on it also, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the...
So it doesn't, it's, this property here, for what you're thinking the value is and what it was on in 2014, we don't show an increase, do we?
Don't look Kenny? Like it to me.
No.
I'm showing $449,998.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to give you your wishes, and we're going to deny this because you've got the value at what you think it is, and what we've got it on is within $2 of each other. So
please do that. Deny my wishes.
All right.
So on that one.